It's 3:30 a.m. here in the reigning capital, Tehran. Hello, welcome to Top 5 here on Press TV. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has chaired a meeting of the country's special committee on the MENA tragedy hours after returning home from the U.S. Rouhani called for speeding up efforts for the transfer of the bodies of the Iranian pilgrims killed in the Hajj stampede and to determine the whereabouts of those missing. Rouhani said he cut his New York trip short to be able to take part in a ceremony to honor the Iranian victims. The head of Iran's Hajj and Pilgrimage Organization says 239 Iranians have died, while 241 others remain missing. Said Ohadi says the total death toll from the stampede could exceed 5,000.
When the catastrophe began, Saudi Arabia put the death toll at nearly 800, but based on evidence on the ground, we estimated that over 2,000 people had died. Today, it seems that the number of the dead pilgrims stands at more than 5,000.
Riyadh has kept Mina's death toll at 769, 5 days after the tragedy. The Saudi Health Ministry has denied media reports that 4,173 pilgrims have died. Saudi Arabia is facing strong criticism over its handling of the Hajj pilgrimage. To get more analysis on this story, we're joined by Monzer Suleiman, Washington Bureau Chief of Al-Mayadeen, joining us live from Washington. Thank you very much, sir, for your time here on Press TV. Well, Saudi Arabia's Tehran has been very critical of Saudi Arabia's mismanagement and handling of the tragedy. Do you think Iran's criticism of the Saudi monarchy is valid?
I think it's valid and justified. And the reason is simple. This is one of the catastrophe that requires immediate attention and transparency, and there is highly suspicious motivation of the Saudis to withhold information until now. I mean, we were told that there is at least 100,000 security personnel devoted for this, and maybe thousands of camera were placed. And at the same time, we still don't know the details of this tragic incident. At the same time, there is no information about even the number of the victims and the numbers of the people are missing and then where they're about. And this is how long should pass to for some basic information to be disclosed? So it is really more and more this incident look so suspicious. It just remind me of some sort of military strategy or military tactics being utilized in Al-Hajj to target specific a group from specific nation, because it seems to me the majority of the victims were from Iran, while others, of course, they were. This is a Hajj where millions are coming to do this duty. But at the same time, it's highly suspicious why this incident occurred, while the majority of the people who fall victim to it, they are from Iran.
Well, as you said, there's been no transparency on behalf of the Saudi monarchy as to what caused the incident and the number. They're trying to actually downplay it, given the figures that we already have. What do you think Muslim nations can do to push Saudi Arabia to actually take responsibility for what has happened and at least apologize to these nations who have lost nationals during the annual Hajj pilgrimage?
Well, apology alone is not sufficient, and maybe they displayed some sort of apologies already and calling for investigation. But this kind of enormous tragedy must be addressed on a different level. And this has nothing to do with the sovereignty of Saudi Arabia because of the occasion itself, because of the nature of the incident. it should have been at least accepted that the World Muslim Organization to be part of the investigation. At least there should be some, there is no international, at least from Muslim countries, especially the from the had victims in this tragedy. At least there should be some sort of super committee to supervise and at least the process of this investigation. Lack of cooperation and transparency and to provide sufficient information, accurate information, lead many people and observers to believe that there is something that the Saudis are hiding. And like a suspicious incident, and to alleviate any kind of suspicion, the Saudi government should acquiesce to the supervision of either on the level of Muslim countries or the International Muslim Organization, or to compose a kind of maybe neutral committee to supervise, maybe the United Nations, whatever. I mean, they should come clean and come upfront and provide sufficient information for the victims and for their families to conclude this tragedy for them. And in the absence of something like that, this is going to take a different course, in my opinion, if they don't really cooperate and provide transparency, provide enough information, and provide sufficient information about this incident. There should be some legal, international legal action taken against the government about, and maybe this will bring them. There were maybe in the world we have witnessed individuals being assassinated or being killed, and there was call for international tribunal to investigate the assassination. How about this kind of tragedy? At least there should be some kind of cooperation and acceptance of, especially from the
countries. Thank you very much. Wanzer Suleiman, Washington Bureau Chief of Al Mayadeen, joining us from Washington.